Blog Talk Radio.
This is episode 10, and the name of the episode is the Syrian war, proxy war between U.S. and Israel and Russia and Iran. I want to thank you guys for listening in. If you want to be a caller and you want to chime in, call us at 914-205-5327. Again, want to thank you guys for listening in. We will be broadcasting via Facebook Live, live stream, website as well, Periscope, and YouTube. So we'll be broadcasting from those locations as well, and we'll also be expanding our reach via internet and broadcasting live streams, because I'm finding new technologies to where we can monetize those technologies to be able to get revenue through broadcasting, since we've been demonetized from all of the, you know, the main outlets who we, the people, have made this powerful. You know, and it's kind of ironic that they're censoring the very essence of their existence. It is crazy if you look at it. At any rate, let's go ahead and deal with the Syrian war-ish situation, because that's kind of ramping up, which is probably tied to why, you know, we have this shooting in Florida, because, you know, and you know, my heart goes out to all the victims, but this is really a distraction in my view, because they always distract you with identity politics and gun control and all of that, when something really behind the scenes is going on, and that Syrian war is being ramped up by the deep state, if that's what you want to call it, deep state wing of the Trump administration, through Rex Tillerson, because Rex Tillerson is an oil man. What's going on in Syria? Oil. So let's listen to some clips that we have, just to show you guys, because initially this war started out because the United States used to be the bitch of every other country on the planet. You know, we'd bend over and then they just ram us no lube, right? But in all honesty, you have to give it to Trump. He did put us back in the driver's seat as far as diplomatic integrity is concerned. You know, whether you like him or not, you know, he is a fascist, egotistical, self-centered, narcissistic, dictatorial type of person. But underneath all of that, he's really, you know, just a little kid, in all honesty. But, you know, too much power in one place corrupts. And that's why we want to get the Green Party into the political spectrum of our political lives, as well as just everyday life. At any rate, and I'm sorry to get off on a rant, but what we want to do is show you guys, initially Syria started off as a war that the U.S. was using through the U.N., you know, to take down Assad and have the multinational corporations come in and steal the oil, which they still did, but they used ISIS and all of that to do it through the CIA. They created ISIS so that it could justify governments of other countries being in Syria. And basically the situation started out as the same thing with Libya. They came in under the guise of a brutal dictator, you know, killing his own people. So they bombed the hell out of that country, killed Gaddafi and all the radicals who helped with the revolution to kill Gaddafi, now runs the country, and there is now an African slave trade running through the Mediterranean right now. And Gaddafi said before he died even that if you kill me, then the Muslim population is going to flood Europe. What's happening? The Muslim population is flooding Europe because of that human trafficking lane that they have now, since there's no Gaddafi anymore to stop people in the Mediterranean. There's free rein to all black market trade, humans, drugs, guns, whatever you want. So they take that Mediterranean to Syria, and they want to do the same thing to Syria, because all of this is Israel's situation. Israel didn't like Gaddafi, nor did Saudi Arabia, because Israel, Saudi Arabia, United States, Turkey are all the players on Israel's side to fight. And then on the other side is Russia, Iran, China, and Lebanon, and a number of other countries that are on the Russian side. So it's a proxy war between Western-backed forces and Eastern-backed forces, and Syria is the chessboard for that. Now, Assad is aligned with Russia, with the Eastern faction, which is why you have Hezbollah working alongside of the Syrian government, as well as other forces. The Kurds are helping the Syrian government as we speak fight off the Turkish people, or the Turkish soldiers who are trying to take that southern border of Syria, which Turkey has been fighting for, because Turkey wants some piece of that pipeline so they can get money. So it started out as a war to get rid of Assad so the oil companies can come in on the U.S. side, but Russia has since won that war, that part of the war, and then Donald Trump came in to neutralize the pot. In other words, he let the hot air out of the pot so that it wouldn't explode into a world war, which is what it was ramping up to become if Hillary Clinton would have become president, because she wanted a red line in Syria. So I want you guys to check out this clip, and we're going to go through a few clips just to show you guys that this is a pipeline war, ultimately. But Russia's won that part of it. So now what they want to do is get rid of the government. The deep state portion of Trump's administration wants to get rid of the Assad government. And then there's another side of the Trump administration that wants to maintain Assad as the president there, and have the people have an election to peacefully get him out of power and bring, you know, people who are favorable to the Assad government as well as favorable to the interests that are around Syria. But this thing is ultimately Israel's baby. So they wanted a pipeline, and Israel wants some of that Syrian land because they believe they have to go to the Euphrates, to the Nile, is Israel's land. That's what they think. So they want, it's a land grab, and it's also a pipeline war. The war, again, is between Israel, United States, and the United States is kind of a buffer. So they play both sides of the game. They help the Assad government, and then they also hurt them at the same time. It's a schizophrenic situation. And generally, people who are fighting wars for someone else's resources is generally a psychopathic situation that's thought up by a psychopath anyway. At any rate, the pipeline situation was Turkey and Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States wanted their pipeline to run through Syria. So they cooked up this whole thing. And then Russia, Iran, oh, I forgot about Qatar as well with the Americans and Israel. They were involved in it too. And then you got the Russian and Iran pipeline, and that pipeline actually is what won out. Because let's just take a listen to the clip, and then you guys make your choice on it. Here we go. And here's the clip. I'm waiting on it to come up. Okay, here you guys go.
On February 10th, the Syrian Air Defense Forces, SADF, shot down an F-16I fighter jet of the Israeli Air Force, IAF, during Israeli airstrikes on targets near Damascus and a T-4 airbase. According to the Israeli side, an Iranian unmanned aerial vehicle violated the Israeli airspace at 4:15 local time. The UAV was intercepted near Beit Shean by an IAF attack helicopter. A 534 IAF warplanes carried out airstrikes on what the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, described as Iranian UAV control vehicle at the T-4 airbase near the ancient city of Palmyra. The SADF responded by launching anti-aircraft missiles at Israeli warplanes and thus shooting down the F-16I fighter jet, which crashed in Israel at 6 o'clock. The F-16I pilots ejected. One was severely wounded.
Okay, I think we're being censored, you guys. So sick of this. I'm sorry. The clip says error to play the rest of it. So I can't play the rest of that clip. Let me see if this Russian pipeline.
Начинаем с сегодняшних событий у побережья Анапы, важных не только для России, но и для экономики всего Причерноморского региона. Там началась стыковка мелководной и глубоководной частей газопровода «Турецкий поток». Он соединит Краснодарский край с Западной Турцией и позволит поставлять туда более 30 миллиардов кубометров российского.
Okay, Now there is an interpretation of that clip that came along with it. So I don't know why there's no, dude, I'm going to tell you something. Blog Talk can't censor us like Facebook. You know how Facebook makes your stuff spam. Well, this is the airwaves, digital as they may be. It's hard for them to censor us, you know, stop the stuff from going out. So they do little, and I know it's them, they do little stuff like mess up my clips or won't let me upload them or won't let me, you know, set the show up for an hour, you know, if I try to set that up, say it's not available. And, you know, it's just some random stupid glitch, and, you know, and they can get away with it because it's a glitch, you know, it's our server. And it's just very frustrating because it hurts our broadcast and it hurts you guys for not being able to get the information that we present to you fully. So you can fully understand. Now, the clip that I first played, which if you guys listened to it, it was talking about how Israel has now just basically came out and is now fighting Iran in Syria. It initially was not like that. Israel was just watching as the U.S. funded and led coalition in Syria was to get rid of Assad, but it evolved into a fight between ISIS. And like I said, it's so schizophrenic and complicated, and they wanted it that way so you can't find out who the players are. So that clip that I played was basically showing us that Israel is now full force in the fight on their own. They're not watching the U.S. run a mercenary war. Now they're fighting Iran elements in Syria. And the U.S. is fighting both on the side of Israel and against them. It's a schizophrenic situation. So that was that on that clip. And then the other clip with the Russian language had a voiceover with the translation of what they were saying. And basically, and for some reason, it's not showing up when I uploaded the clip here on the dashboard. So basically, what that clip was talking about is that Gazprom, which is a Russian natural gas and oil company, which is a state-run company, so Putin controls it, and they won that pipeline. Gazprom got the contracts for the pipeline through Syria, so the Russian-Iran-backed pipeline is being built in Syria. And that was the war was about initially was that, you know. I mean, it was to get rid of Assad, but it was to get rid of him so he could build that pipeline. But Russia went ahead and they won that debate, and they, you know, now they're building the pipeline. What Israel is trying to do, stall the building through continued attacks on Syrian soil so that they can't build the pipeline. And then there are Russian elements on the ground trying to get that pipeline going, and, you know, and they get killed through the airstrikes. But it's not confirmed because Putin even came out in an article that we have at the Green News Network Blogspot stating that he disputed the reports of the number of Russians killed and what type of Russian because there are civilian Russians in Syria that are military contractors to build these pipelines in Syria. So my view from Putin disputing the claims of Russian soldiers, it was those contractors that are there. So, and the U.S., the airstrike was on Turkish targets who are targeting the Kurds in the south. So Turkey still wants their part of that bargain, so they're still fighting. They're fighting those Kurds, and they have been fighting those Kurds for years. So that's what that situation is talking about. So they've won the pipeline war. Now it's just a fight for land and to disrupt the building of the pipeline. That's ultimately what it is. But here is another clip I want you guys to listen to. And this is, and hopefully, and I know the person who's, because what they're doing is going through different articles and reading them, and I know they got that monotone robot voice, but it's good information, so you guys, please listen to the clip. Now, the clip is talking about, this is from, the report is from yesterday, and it's an air defense is destroyed, so Israel is claiming that half of the Syrian air defense is destroyed, which was the goal, right? Remember, they want a no-fly zone over Syria. No-fly zone mean they can't use their air defense. And Israel is claiming that they've destroyed half of their air defense. And then I'm going to play another clip, and it's going to talk about how Turkish forces captured the large area in Afrin, Syria. And I, like I said, they want that land. They still want their share of what they were agreed to have once they got rid of the Assad government in Syria. And same with Israel. They still want their portion. So those two factions of, if you've noticed, Saudi Arabia has dropped out of it altogether. They've also are not aligned with Qatar anymore. If you go back and read reports, Saudi Arabia is not aligned with Qatar anymore. They cut ties with them. Because Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Israel, they are all of those people, the British, the French, the Italians, all of those people are the ones who raped Libya of all of its wealth and resources. So it's the same thing in Syria. But I want you guys to listen to this clip. It's talking about Israel claiming half of Syrian air defense is destroyed. And if that's the case, then Israel is going to try to set up an offensive to take the portion of land that they want, and the same thing's going on with Turkey as well. And right now, the Trump administration is silent on it, although they're covertly fighting the Syrian government and helping the Syrian government at the same time. And Russia's doing the same thing. They're helping each other, and they're against each other at the same time. But let's take a listen to this clip. Hopefully it plays fully for you guys.
The Turkish Armed Forces, TAF, and the Free Syrian Army, FSA, captured the village of Kud from YPG-YPG forces in the Afrin area. Separately, reports appeared that the TAF and the FSA had deployed additional troops and equipment west of the Jandarus district, indicating the upcoming offensive there. Pro-YPG sources said that Kurdish forces had repelled Turkish attacks in a district of Rajo and Bulbul. Over 20 Turkish backed...
Yeah, see, it's not letting me. But hopefully you got the gist of it. It's not letting me do it. So I hope you got the gist of it. So I'm going to go to this next clip. And again, brothers and sisters, I apologize. Whatever you guys do when you go yell at, like PayPal, you went and yelled at them, and then they reinstated us because they suspended our account. Same with Patreon, suspended our account. But I don't care if we don't get back with them, because we weren't really getting much traction in that outfit anyway. But whatever you guys do when you get at Blog Talk and make them change, do that for me if you would, please. Because, I go to the special chat, and I'm always yelling at their stupid customer service representatives because they don't give a shit. And excuse my language, I'm just frustrated with this. It's so annoying. And we had a great show yesterday, not many issues except for, having to end the show and restart the show, but at least I was able to edit it and get it a nice, clean podcast. But this is getting ridiculous. I'm going to try to let you guys listen to this, and hopefully my explanations are helping you guys. And then you can take some of these buzzwords like Turkey and, look up these countries and Gazprom and look all this stuff up. You can find it on YouTube. Just Google this information that I'm putting out there and, for yourself so you can get a better understanding of the Syrian situation. It's crazy as far as how the U.S., because there are two sides of the United States is schizophrenic right now. You got the deep state side that's through Rex Tillerson running it. And then there's a Trump side, and I don't know which side Trump is on, because he's schizophrenic himself. He's a Gemini, so he's got those two personalities. But they're fighting for the Syrian government and against the Syrian government. Again, Russia's doing the same thing. We are And, of course, you guys know we're in a currency war with China because China's, you know, devaluing their currency and manipulating the markets, and they have been doing it for decades since Nixon invited the Chinese into the global economy back in the 70s. So it's just the whole thing is that the people, the populations of the world are waking up to what these people have been doing for decades. You know, and that's ultimately why the Syrian thing didn't go how according to plan as the Libyan situation did. Because when the Libyan situation happened, the country was still under the control of the mainstream media. You had RT out there trying to tell you something, but you put them in the category with Alex Jones for a little while, until a little bit after that is when people woke up and started saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to deal with RT now. Same with, like, Democracy Now and all of those outlets. And then, you know, TYT even came out and then found out they're crooked and we are where we are on the media side. And that's what I mean as far as the Syrian thing. You got Syrian girl who's been out there for 6 years, you know, reporting on this war from Syria, from inside. So, and then you have a lot of other independent journalists who have been doing the same thing, which is why we all know that it is a pipeline war and it's not a war to get rid of a brutal dictator, as we were all lied to with the Gaddafi situation. The reason why they killed Gaddafi was because he was going to make his own currency, and it was going to be called the gold dinar, and it was going to be gold currency, ace gold. Do you know how big that is if Africa would have got its independence? This is what Ajama Barak is trying to do, you know, with the Africa, when he says black liberation. The same thing Gaddafi was trying to do for Africa. That's what Ajama Barak wants. But Gaddafi is going to do the, you know, the gold dinar, where the, and that would have killed the American economy. Because the gold is not in the economy. The gold is in the hands of the bankers now. And just another tidbit, and I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but our Social Security numbers make is – what that is that we are collateral to the bank for the loans that they give the American government. So you and I are collateral. They put us up as collateral for their debt, the American government. And then you're collateral, and then it's another thing I was going to say that the banks own. The gold. The gold is collateral for the debt as well. So they own you, and they own the gold. So that's mainly why they killed Gaddafi. We need to nationalize the Federal Reserve and we need a Green New Deal, ultimately, brothers and sisters. We need a Green New Deal that'll kill these wars. And if we did get a Green New Deal, I would have to shut this show down because there's no more wars, so I can't do war reports. You know, but it needs to be done. We need a Green New Deal. A Green New Deal would divest us from investing in oil, and we would invest in renewable energy. And that's not happening today. That's why you have the situation in Syria. So I'm going to conclude with this. The Syrian war initially was to get rid of Assad so that the multinational oil companies could come in and bid on the oil fields in Syria, just like they did in Iraq. They had the rebels come in so that they can come in and take over the country and run the country And then they created ISIS as a cover to take the oil from the Syrian government. And also Israel wants part of Syria because of their belief that they should have the land from the Nile to the Euphrates River. So they want their land, and they want a pipeline coming through that land they were trying to take. Turkey wants the southern border of Syria because they want their land. They want their part of that pipeline. Qatar is out of the bidding, and Saudi Arabia has left the table. And now you have the United States being a schizophrenic and fighting both sides of this war because it didn't go like they said. And Russia and Iran's pipeline actually won out, so now they're in the process of trying to build that, and they are getting flack from Turkey and Israel, and the United States is both fighting Turkey with the Assad government and also fighting the Assad government alongside of Israel, and you have Iran fighting Israel through the Assad government and through their Hezbollah troops. And the United States and Russia are the buffers overseeing it, fighting on both sides themselves. So that's ultimately what you have in Syria. And the Syrian people are caught in the middle because of Assad's allegiances. So, and Gaddafi, and you guys could look at the clip, Gaddafi predicted this stuff at the Arab League meeting. He said, if America has killed Saddam Hussein for his oil, any one of us are next. And then, lo and behold, Gaddafi is killed, and now Assad. And Assad was laughing at him when he was saying it. Now look at it. Very interesting, brothers and sisters, but I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. But that's ultimately the situation. It's for oil, blood money, and, you know, we're just pirates. That's what the American military is used to pirate other people's natural resources for multinational corporations. It seems as if Trump is kind of denting that. I mean, I don't know. He's still a part of it and pushing for it because the duopoly is the machine that's running everything. And they're at the military-industrial complex and the deep state, whatever you want to call them. So we got to combat that. And the way to combat that is to start local, register green so we can have full ballot access and start putting greens in the office so that we could get the Green New Deal passed and put multinational oil corporations out of business, which will end foreign wars for oil. And at the same time, it would help to liberate the black populations in Africa and other areas of the world. So we got a big chunk of work to do, brothers and sisters, but it starts with us individually. So Demexit, GOP exit, break up the duopoly, and green enter, brothers and sisters, and let's keep fighting. So thanks again for listening in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and until we meet again at the appointed time, goodbye, everybody.
Two. gentlemen.